Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling from Nashville, but I do live in Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of this wonderful company of ASEA for just over 5 years. We are Ambassador Diamonds. And, guys, it's just been a great ride. You know, I've been in the network marketing industry for 17 years. Before that, we were part owners of a software company. So I always kind of share with people we've made money on both sides of the fence. And one thing that I've always kind of realized in the network marketing space, those who treat it like a real business tend to get real pay. And there's always a learning curve as you go through things, and everybody's a little bit different. But what you cannot do is start to compare yourself to other people. But here's the thing. As you look around the industry as a whole, there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of good companies with a lot of good products, so don't misread what I'm saying. But there are a lot of companies that have kind of me too technologies. What do I mean by that? It's just a different name of a company, just different, but the same story. One of the funny things is that sometimes I talk to people and they start to first look at ASEA, they start to feel like they've heard this story before, just a different product. They get excited at times because they start to hear that they're in the front end of something massive. They hear all those facts, but they truly don't understand the magnitude. And even as long as we've been in and what we know, I believe we don't even understand the magnitude of what we have our hands on. One of the things I like to share with everybody as they get in, and I'm in Nashville, we had a great meeting here at Pepper Black's house tonight. I'll share with everybody tonight, and I always share with people, make sure everybody you know knows you are a part of this company. Why? Because it's coming. For the first time ever that I know of, a company is ahead of science. There's over 16,500 studies on PubMed.gov that basically say, in a condensed format, the way I put it, that the science of redox signaling molecules is the greatest health and science discovery of a lifetime. ASEA, we happen to have the only supplement on the planet. So here's the thing. I've been a part of this company for just over 5 years. I've come across at least over a dozen times that I've come across people that have heard about it before. Now, I know a lot of y'all listening in have come across people that might have heard about it in the past. Not very many people heard about it, but if they heard about it, they've heard about it in the past, and they're what they thought about it at the time, they were dealing with just salt water. They did not understand it. Well, tonight, guys, I have some people that I want them to share with you tonight their perspective. Because I want to bring it, and I want to do a snapshot of what's starting to happen out there so you start to understand we are getting into the what I would call the forefront of momentum. Now, I want to see real quick as I go through this. I know I had a Nashville number coming in. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Bear with me, guys, real quick. Guys, I apologize. I had to click over real quick. I had my good friend Eric, my first guy I was going to introduce. Now, Eric, I know you're driving home. We had you home, heading home tonight. As we get into the call tonight, I would like for you to share with everybody what you shared in the home tonight, the experience you've had on the product, you and your mother.
Okay, Terry, I can do that. Yeah, I am driving, but my experience with ASEA, I've had problems with my blood work coming back, really, really bad. But last summer, it got the worst it's ever been. So I went to my doctors, and they ran my blood, and they were looking for the most horrible disease that, you know, that anyone could ever get news about. And it scared me pretty good. It makes you think about what are you going to do about your kids, your family. And my friend Brad heard about what was going on, and he told me, he said, Eric, I need you to drink this stuff. He said, drink 4 ounces before you go to bed, and then 4 ounces when you get up in the morning. So at that point in my life, I just thought, you know, Brad's giving me this stuff. I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to do what he tells me. So I did that, and when I ran out of those things, those pouches, I felt pretty good while I was taking them, and still at that time I didn't know anything about my blood. I'm still going back and forth, but my blood never got any better for a few months. But I kept drinking. I ordered some, started drinking it myself. And December 5th was my last blood test for a while. And it was better than it was. But then I went back to the doctor 2 weeks ago. Now you have to understand, I've been drinking this stuff since July. I went back to the doctor 2 weeks ago for something else unrelated to blood. But my doctor said, Eric, we haven't run your blood since December. Why don't we run it and see what it looks like? So we ran it, and that was on a Wednesday. And normally what happens is that one of the nurses will call me the next day, and they'll tell me the results and if we need to add medication, take medication away or whatever. But Thursday came around, nobody called. So I kind of got worried. Friday came around, my doctor called. I looked at my phone and I saw her name. I thought, okay. I answered the phone and I said, Dr. Reichert. And she said, Eric. I said, what's wrong? Immediately, what's wrong? She said, well, Eric, your blood came back normal. I said, normal? She said, no, Eric, I mean normal, normal. I said, are you sure it was my blood? And she said, yeah, it was your blood. And I said, that can't be. And I said, my blood hadn't been normal in years. She said, Eric, she said, it kind of scares me because you're right. Your blood's never been normal, but it's normal. I said, what if we just redo it? She said, I think that's a good idea. She said, let's give it 2 weeks, come back in, and we'll rerun your blood again. So that's coming up this week. And it shocked me so bad, I'm thinking, that can't be mine. So I said, Dr. Rocker, can you do me a favor? Can you go back into my records and run as many blood tests as I've had last year? So she went all the way back to, she pulled up back to July 27th, and I got all that blood work. I brought it home, and I showed it to my wife, and I showed it to my sister, who both are nurses, and they can't believe it either. I still can't believe it. I'm a very skeptical guy, just an ordinary guy. You know, but I'm very skeptical about anything. But, you know, I haven't done anything different. I haven't eaten anything different, exercised any different, still work hard every day the same as I did. The only thing I've done different is I've drank this stuff that my friend gave, Athea. I've just drank it. And I can't explain it. But anyway, I've also had several heart surgeries. Problems with my blood sugar. And I can say today that I don't take as many medication as I did, and I feel pretty good. Like I said, now with the blood thing, I'm going to go back this week. I'll call tomorrow, get an appointment, go back Wednesday, and we'll retake my blood. But I'm pretty sure it's probably going to come back normal. I mean, there's no other explanation for it other than the CEO. But it forced my mom. My mom had a stroke.
Hey, Eric, just give me about another minute.
Another minute.
Yeah.
Real short. My mom had a stroke March 14th. She was in a coma for 3 months. She woke up June 11th. When I started taking the Thea, I started giving her some too. Now remember, she's out. Well, I can say today that my mom, I push her down the hall in a wheelchair. She tells me I'm pushing her too fast. She asks me for hamburgers from McDonald's, and no one in the hospital can believe it because she's on the floor where they don't recover. We were told to take her off life support. Have I ever thought about end of life for her? Now she's asking for a McDonald's hamburger, and I've been giving it to her the same way. So I don't know. But all I know is when I go to the doctor, they say, here, take this medicine, you feel better. And I did the same thing with this stuff. Eric, take this. And it has made a big difference in my life, and I won't stop taking it.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric. And, guys, the reason I wanted to pull on Eric, Eric just left the meeting we're in tonight. And I said, after hearing his testimonial, you hear this stuff all the time. It starts to sink in, but more and more people are starting to hear this. I want to jump up to Oklahoma. I hadn't had a good chance to meet you yet, my friend, but I've heard a lot of good things about you. But I have Dr. Frank Starnes up there in Oklahoma. Frank, how long have you been? How long ago did you hear about ASEA?
Actually, I heard about it about probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was introduced to it by Leland. He came along with Tara and Teresa Tucker, whom I've known for years. I had a successful chiropractic practice in Ada for 40 years, and since then we've sold our business and our property and moved to Lake Texoma, and I opened up a part-time office down here. But when he was showing me by doing the kinesiology testing, immediately bells and whistles went off in my head, because we deal so much with neuromuscular and musculoskeletal conditions. My wheels were turning with the athletes that I treat, because this will make superhumans out of them. The other side of this coin is that, and most of the people on this phone know this already, that you can neutralize what the topical ointment you put on with the gel just by using water. So I liken it, when I tell people about it, like kryptonite to Superman. You can make a superhuman out of them, or you can neutralize them in a heartbeat. And it's just so amazing, because to me, in our profession, it will work hand in hand, not only with the doctors and their families, but also with their patients. And, you know, being in the healthcare profession, just like any other doctor is, and I don't care what the specialty is, he got in it to help his people get well. And just like listening to that gentleman right there, that just amazes me to no end. Because you know there's a higher power out there, or this would not be brought into all these people to pass it on to others at this time. It's amazing to me.
Dr. Frank, have you ever heard of, did you know of redox signaling molecules prior to hearing about ASEA before?
No, I had never heard of it. Now, I was going to tell you this weekend I had the pleasure, I asked Leland and Teresa and Tara to come with me to talk to some other doctors, and we had actually shown them the product because we did some of the kinesiology testing on them, and they were just baffled. They just could not believe it. So we, of course, gave them the websites to read about it, and I've read a lot about it, and it's just amazing what it does.
Right now, Dr. Frank, real quick, and just your short knowing of being around us with your, and how long had you had your chiropractic practice?
Oh, for 40 years.
So 40 years. And what you've seen so far, just the limited knowledge and getting your arms wrapped around us, where do you see this going?
Oh, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit, believe me. Because when they're hurting, I don't care if it's a disorder with a gallbladder, intestinal tract, or if it's their back or their neck or whatever it might be, when they see immediate relief, their eyes get as big as silver dollars. And then they know you have something that they want at that point, and therefore they will be compliant with you once you show it to them, I promise you.
Awesome, Dr. Frank. I might come back. Hold on one second. Now, I'm going to jump over, lead us down to New Orleans, and then ask Dr. Mignon. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Excellent. Yeah, I can. Would you mind share your background, and then also when did you first hear about ASEA? So what kind of practice are you in? When did you first hear about ASEA?
So I'm a practicing internist. I graduated from LSU, so I'm an MD, but I practice more like an ND. So I do a lot of integrative health, and I am one of three doctors, Mary, and my dad was a pioneer in using high-dose vitamin C, so I have heard of redox reactions, and we've been using high-dose C for cancer for a long time. So I went to a conference at the Reardon Clinic, which is another clinic that teaches docs how to do high-dose vitamin C, and that's the first time I heard of ASEA. It was more than a year ago, and I listened, and then I got distracted, so I didn't invest any in time. And then I was asking about water and, you know, what was the best thing for our patients. And we were talking about cancers and the two things they said, you need to learn about ASEA. And that was from someone who was really well respected. So a little bit of time passed, and then I'd heard about it one more time. And then I met Dr. Maureen Hayes, who I think is on the call. And so it's nice to meet another MD who's validating all of what I've read and telling me how great it's been for her. And her patients. And so I haven't really begun to use it with as many patients as I hope to. But one of the best pieces of advice I got was we met actually at a conference for Dr. Pompa, who's another chiropractor. And Dr. Hayes and I have talked, and I mentioned to her that I'm in his group that teaches doctors how to, like, do more in-depth care for patients with Lyme and mold and pretty serious disease. And what they said was, look, while you're waiting to figure out what you're going to do, while you're waiting for whether this patient's going to join the group and decide to move forward with you, put them on a SIA and let them be on that and let them start healing before you even get your hands on them. And, you know, the majority of the people that I've seen now, that's what I'm doing. So I'm getting them on a SIA, and, you know, in the time that it takes them to get their labs and basically get in to see me, they've already got a head start.
So, Dr. Mary, as you're looking at this, how long had you known about redox signaling?
Well, for quite some time, because oxidative medicine is, like, really what vitamin C is all about. So for me, it's another, like, I recognize the inability for everybody to get high-dose vitamin C, and I'm always looking for ways to try to get, you know, well, I would say vitamin C in the patient so that I can help to move the needle. Then this is just going to be another huge tool, like a tool in my toolbox. I do think it has some incredible potential, and it's really easy to do. It doesn't taste bad. It's not that expensive. And, you know, I have all my cancer patients definitely taking it. I think I've changed out, like I told Maureen, I was like, I've removed all the soap in my house, like all of the cleansers in my house. All my kids are on it. My whole family's on it. You know, I have them doing exactly what you guys teach in the videos of rubbing the cream, or the clear lotion on joints that are aching. Like yesterday, I had a kid suffering from a bellyache, so we rubbed her down with it, and she got some relief. I mean, everything I see is only positive, and there's zero negatives.
So let me go back. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions real quick. Knowing that you're just kind of getting around to see it, right? So I love asking these questions, especially in an open forum, as you're taking your journey with the SIA in itself. As that same question I asked earlier to Dr. Frank, what do you, I mean, with what your mess, and I'm sorry, let me go ask it one more time. How long have you been or had a SIA that where you've been utilizing it so far?
Like a few months. I have just only joined just recently to start providing it. Yeah. So I knew about it a year ago or more, but I didn't take advantage. You know, I didn't listen.
You've heard about three or four times before. And then as you're digging into it now with the simplicity, of, you know, like you said, that it's very simple, but I always like to tell people it's simple by way of how you take it. For, you know, people like myself, I love what Dr. Hayes, the layman, spoke. I had fun with her about that. But, you know, you drink it and you rub it, right? But it can be also extremely complex by way of the science behind this stuff. So as you've been kind of a part of SIA getting into this, where do you see this going, or with where you are now? I mean, what do you see with the potential of this?
Well, I see it as sort of like a baseline to treat probably every disease process that's out there, because if the purpose of what we do in medicine is to reduce inflammation, and that inflammation is caused by these free radicals, whatever the source, right? We live in such a toxic world. I think it's going to be hard for us to ever get somebody, quote unquote, totally clean. Right? So in order to protect themselves, I see it as a preventive agent. I see it as a treating agent. I see it as, you know, like we said, a maintenance agent, because it's the bombardment of all of these free radicals is not ever going to end, especially with the increasing amount of Wi-Fi and EMF, the pollution in the water, pollution in the air. I mean, until the world changes, or, you know, until we stop doing the things that are hurting us, this is going to be sort of like our superpower, our protection. You know,
awesome.
And here's the thing, it's, you know, vitamin C, ASEA, these are very inexpensive things that people can be taking, but it's going to take a long time for medicine to catch up, but it's not going to take a long time for people, and they can read the studies for themselves, and they can educate themselves, and they understand the basics of what is a free radical or something that's damaging, and what is something that's going to quench and quell that damage or reduce the fire, right? So people are smart. You have the internet, you have calls like this, you have education, and it's going to be a groundswell from the bottom up.
You know, I love what you just said. For everybody to catch, she said inexpensive. Okay. Mm-hmm. I always love when people, when they ask what's it cost and, you know, what's the sickness cost without going through all that. And thank you, Dr. Mary, for taking your time, and maybe we'll have a chance to come back. I'm not sure if Dr. Justin Amaro is able to come on. If you have, just go ahead and speak up. But I did, if you are on, you hit star six. What I did want to share real quick with Dr. Amaro, I was up in Amarillo, Texas, Friday night. Dr. Amaro had heard about ASEA in 2013. Okay, and he goes to a lot of these medical conferences across the country. And he, in 2013, he heard about it because of some other medical professionals had heard about this company dealing with salt water, but a company called ASEA, but it's tied into network marketing, and they're going to be presenting it in this room across the hall. And he says, no way, I'm out. Well, about 6, 7, 8 months ago, he was at one of the top conferences out there, the SOPMED conference. And I asked him, so what made you change your mind? He said, Terry, for the first time ever, I heard all the top medical professionals from stage refer to a product that's not their own, and they all said the same product, and that was ASEA. Guys, I wanted to bring this to you. There's a couple more people I'm going to bring on real quick. I wanted to bring this to you tonight. First, a testimony of what we hear day in and day out. And there's several other things that started to happen this past week that we were able to come across people that heard about ASEA before. But this is the reason I bring this stuff up. Guys, this, like I said before, for the first time ever, we are dealing with a company that is ahead of science, where science is pushing the information. And you got a company that's been able to stabilize this outside the body. What does that translate to all of us? A chance to build an income stream that leaves a legacy income. You know, if you start to break things down, and here's another thing I want everybody to really understand. There's going to be hard times. You're going to have to struggle doing this stuff. Not everybody's going to listen. That's another thing I wanted to bring. You got people on this call they've heard about before, and I had several other people I talked to this past week that heard about before, but they wasn't the right time is the best way to say it, or it just wasn't the right information for them at the time, but then it came along, and you just have to be ready. I want to ask, I was so used to saying doctor, Jim Glenn, and we were just talking a second ago, but Jim, would you do me a favor? What did you share with me? We were just talking before the call. You got a lot of stuff going on. You share with me something kind of funny that happened, that you shared with me that happened this past week also.
Correct. Thank you, Terry. I was on the phone this afternoon making my calls, talking. I got a phone call from a guy that I hadn't talked to in maybe 4 or 5 months when I shared ASEA over breakfast with him 4 or 5 months ago from my old church. And he calls me first, and then he immediately sends me a text, Jim, call me as soon as possible. And it was about a half hour later when I called him back. He said, well, Jim, I went to a wellness doctor up in Dallas, and you're not going to believe who he is. I said, oh, my gosh, do not tell me that it's one Dr. Gary Sconyers. And he goes, yes, it is. And Dr. Sconyers, under Donalyn Dominguez, our new associate who's doing awesome, silver associate up in Dallas in Argyle, recently signed up Dr. Sconyers about maybe a month and a half ago, and Dr. Sconyers has made a protocol for a lot of his patients, and it turns out my guy from Bernie, Texas, an hour, about 45 minutes north of San Antonio, goes all the way up to Dallas to see this functional doctor and gets him on ASEA, so he comes back to me and orders immediately. And I just thought that was amazing. It just cracked me up.
Now, I'm going to have you come on, and we'll share the good news later, but I'll have you come on next Monday, but we have about 5 minutes. I want you to share something, Jim, real quick.
Sure.
You're talking about how all this started to come about, and would you talk about that? I mean, from the Argyle to how they weren't using a product, and Donna Lynn, and how you were able to follow up, and how this came about.
Hi, Donna Lynn signed up.
Not that specific person I'm asking, I'm sorry, but the following up of Donna Lynn and what's happened since.
Well, she got on it, Terry, and she wasn't. It really wasn't explained. She really didn't understand the science. And she's a midwife. She's science related. And so we got together and did multiple, like 5 or 6 different calls with multiple people. You, Karen Riley, Jim Dragon, Tom Beasley, Jerry White, Dr. Walker. And in about a week's period of time, we did multiple calls with her, and she got it. And one of my really good friends, William Friedman, shared about how you're not taking enough. And she immediately that day started drinking up to 16 ounces a day. And like within days, she had her aha, oh my Lord moment, because she had had knee replacement surgery 4 months earlier. And like in a matter of days, Terry, all of her pain went away. And there's multiple other things there. But since then, this young lady has just been going crazy. It's taken us to Canada, to Oklahoma, to Mexico, and Lord knows where this is going to go. We're probably doing 15 to 25 new associates a week because guys, one woman got it.
Thank you, Jim. But here's a big thing. I'll go back to this. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I wanted to bring up on the tail end of this call, as you're hearing a lot of different perspectives, and one thing is for certain, I wanted to bring it back home. It all lies in our own hands. Guys, let me repeat. It all lies in our own hands. A lot of times people get involved in network marketing, the business side, and they want the freedom, they want everything else, but they sometimes expect it not to be any struggle. And I'm going to tell you guys, you're going to come across bumps in the road. And I have had some people share tonight how they heard about it before, right? Or how they studied this area of science and medicine. But when their time came. And here's the thing you've got to hear. You've got to be able to reach and continue to reach out to people until you decide to find. Because here's one thing for certain. A sea is coming. The science of redox signaling molecules is coming hard and fast, and the only supplement out there is ASEA. Then you hear Dr. Frank, who's out there and has been the practice in the chiropractic practice over 40 years, gets hold of this practice. And guys, I hate to don't even get to the details of what he's been able to do in the past few days, but it's amazing. I get these sign-ups left and right for what's starting to happen because it starts to stumble and get into the right hands. Guys, there's amazing stuff coming in ASEA, but in the big scheme of things, you have it right now. This story has not been told, and the way it came about is absolutely amazing that our founders walked away from a massive payout, walked away from legacy income to make sure that this got into our hands, and we have the ability to take it to the people. And the cool thing is, if you really embrace the saying, the believe, belong, become, the becoming part is the ability to go out there and share it with people, and with the ability to know that people are going to say no. But if you plant the seeds and you keep on going, talking to people, what happens to those seeds? They grow. And either they're going to grow for yourself or they're going to grow for somebody else, but people are looking. Guys, I want to just thank everybody for being a part of this call tonight. And I've got other people going to have coming on because I'm hearing several different people share this stuff, what's starting to happen. And by way of other people are starting to hear about ASEA. But, guys, you have to know something. The time is right now. So get this to your people as soon as you possibly can. Leverage the simplicity. And also, one thing we've been leveraging over the past week, you can go to teamlivet.com. The doctor's call we did back in October where I interviewed 3 doctors, 1 triple board certified and 2 double board certified doctors talking about the new science that came out. People are leveraging that left and right for people to get a simple understanding for what this technology can do for them and their family. So, guys, that Dr. Frank, Mignon, Eric, Jim, all you guys, thank y'all for taking time out of your busy schedules. Everybody, y'all have a fantastic ASEA week. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.